This week's episode was going to be about The American season one. I started rewatching that and I was just watching it for content, and then all the shit broke out in the news, if you haven't heard. Now it seems like the best show to watch and binge, and start to wonder if everyone's a Russian or a Chinese sleeper agent. I'm waiting on one of their leaders to drop the trigger word that hits. MK Ultra's updated to the phones and we're all the test subjects. My phone slapped me for having the thought, and now I'll probably have a migraine later. News finally has another COVID story, and it's dying off. Or as COVID's dying off, they now have a new line of news. Their ratings are up. Nobody still mentions the former first lady who ran for president with the help of a former president whose current vice president told the FBI is about an acting president of the time. But this week, we're going to talk about the real news platformers, East Coast, West Coast podcasters. I'm Dipshit Dal, this is Daily Dumbass. Good afternoon, evening, good night, good morning. Good day to you, sir. Whatever time it is that you're listening. Thank you for listening to Daily Dumbass with Dipshit Dal. I'm obviously Dipshit Dal, host of the Daily Dumbass. Starting to do these little intro thingies, trying to have them around a minute and trying to make a video out of that minute, upload those to the gram and to YouTube to kind of just branch out. I'm not a fan of either one of those companies, but it's a platform source that's good if you're trying to grow. Like the Lorax says, let it grow, let it grow. Shout out Danny DeVito. But thank you for listening if you are listening, or if you're just having this on to do stuff. Not doing the video ones. I'm not set up. I'm not, in a studio. I'm just out in the garage. So it's a slow process. Right now it's just audio, okay? I got the one commercial, but I am on Instagram, and like I said, the first minutes of the show, I've been putting in like a sort of monologue or just overview of what the episode's gonna be, and then throwing together like a quick minute video, kind of like a promo to just get it out there. But on Instagram, it is, if you're not following, it's Dumbass Daily. It's all ass backwards. And the intros are going to be kind of all over the place. Like I've said, I'm just kind of like a, I've probably heard this from somewhere, probably one of the platforms that I will mention today. But I'm kind of like a house with Christmas lights on the back of the house. And they're the twinkling kind too. So the lights are on in the back and they're all just bouncing all over the place. And yeah, I've probably heard that on one of the platforms that I'm going to talk about today. Platforms or podcast sources. Today's episode's going to be about the East Coast to West Coast, different podcasters. It's kind of a dumb one, I guess, if but I just wanted to kind of go into where I get my news sources, and because the news is kind of finally getting a lot of coverage, so I'm just kind of gonna let you know where I get some real ass stuff, because sometimes you want to escape and not have to listen to all the bullshit. Or sometimes you want to listen to the bullshit, but from a perspective that's not brought to you by Pfizer, or brought to you by Applebee's, or brought to you by Disney Plus. So this episode's just kind of going to give different, Dipshit Dal's different overviews on episodes. And, what do you care? But it's just me talking. So if you don't want to listen, don't. That simp. But I think there's a very distinguished difference between East Coast, West Coast podcasters and their style and everything. A lot of the ones on the West Coast are a lot more reserved in what they say. Like, you'll hear a lot of them being like, "Oh, I don't know if I could say that," or "We're gonna get canceled for this." And you'll hear a lot of the ones on the East Coast just being like, "Fuck it," and say it, and then, like, while they're saying it, just laugh about being canceled. It doesn't go with all of them, but it feels like the ones that I listen to on the West Coast are more leaning towards, the industry and leaning towards what's more acceptable, and their fan base is more like Hollywoodish. And that's not on all of them. There's some really good podcasts that come from the West Coast and the East Coast. And at this point, it's really stupid because I'm just a no ranking podcast talking about podcasts that are obviously up in the top billboards or podcast charts, iTunes, Spotify. Oh, the monologues also, like I said, I'm all over the place. Monologues will also be on the YouTube channel. The YouTube is Daily Dumbass via YouTube. Was thinking about starting up some Twitch maybe and, doing some video games. Rocket League! Hitting the ball all over the course. And maybe some Call of Duty Zombies or Modern Warfare. I don't know. I might not even do the Twitch. I might just be talking nonsense. But just some pretty cool shows. Like I said, I'm all over the place. Pretty cool shows that are on West Coast that I listen to. Now, it used to be one of the top ones that I listened to, and it's Your Mom's House, but they've currently moved to Austin. Same thing as JRE, but those ones aren't really bound by the studio or industry repercussions. Like, they're on their own thing. So those two are obviously in there. And again, it's stupid for a no number podcast talking about these big number podcasts, but these are just ones that I listen to, and on my Instagram, different stupid memes about that stuff. But some of the best ones who don't give a fuck about the industry, who are on the West Coast, would be like Brian Callen, who's got Fighter and the Kid, Sam Tripoli, who's got, oh fuck, 1,000 fucking podcasts. They've got in Conspiracy Social Club, where those two are together, and Brian is has consumed the magical Kool-Aid and now has finally quit drinking the Kool-Aid and started realizing that the world's not a hunky-dory. And that's on Conspiracy Social Club, aka Deep Waters. Highway to the Danger Zone. That one, they got old episodes that are up on Spotify, and then their newer episodes that I listen to are on Rockfin. But Tripoli's also got his original ones, Tinfoil Hat. He's got Punch Drunk Sports. He's got Zero. He's got Broken Simulation, Goat, Everything Conspiracy. That's a interesting one to listen to. Bobby Lee has Tiger Belly out there. It's really good. Him and Andrew Santino do Bad Friends. Bad Friends is pretty good, in my opinion. Santino's got Whiskey Ginger, but then, let's see. Also, over in that way, I don't really know if Theo Vaughn would be considered a West Coast. I mean, I know he's in Nashville now and started out in New York and then worked in LA for a while. Now he's between LA and Nashville, but he's from Louisiana. He's got This Past Weekend and King and the Sting. I don't know if he would be considered I guess he's just like the Rat King. He's not East Coast, West Coast. He's upstairs. And if you want to just hit his podcast will either make you sit there and laugh about some of the random shit that he talks about, or him and Riley Mao talking about Riley Mao's l lack of love life, or him just talking to an everyday worker. Sometimes he'll sit there and make you cry. Theo's podcast is cool to listen to as someone who currently not been drinking, and I've went on and off before. I've went off for 3 years before and on for like 16 years before, and off for a few months here, off for a few months there, on for a few years there. I'm off again, so I'm still smoking that reefer, but I'm off the alcohol. So there's that one. That's another reason why it's all scatterbrained up there, I guess. But I wouldn't consider him east or west. He's upstairs. That's where he's at. And then who else do I listen to over there? Obviously Kill Tony, but Tony, since he has been canceled last May, has now just become the Texas Outlaw. Like, whenever Tony Hinchcliffe goes up the stair in the intro, his thing should be, "Oh, you didn't know? Bam, 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 now. Your ass better call somebody." He's like the road dog, Jesse James. He's like the ultimate, he did the ultimate heel turn, and it was like the Rock's heel turn. It was quite an advantage for him. He just leaned all the way into it and said, "Fuck it." And Kill Tony on the Death Squad. And I know that one started out on West Coast, but Tony's podcast is a lot more they give the shout out, or they let all the stand-up comics come up and do a minute, and then they're doing all the he'll riff on them or go through an interview. And it's a really cool podcast where you hear the different jokes and hear different people roasting each other. What else? Let me just browse through my Spotify, I guess. My top shows are of course shows that are on the East Coast, because the East Coast just seems like they I don't know. They don't give a fuck over on the East Coast. And a lot of that's interesting because, like I said, Sam Tripoli, who don't give a fuck, he came from the East Coast. And so maybe that's where that comes from. I also like listening to Bill Burr. He's over on the West Coast, but he's a Boston guy. He fucking grew up in fucking Boston, and he walked around and, he went down to the corner store and got a beer down in fucking Boston. That's probably a fucking terrible Boston accent. Sorry if you're listening in fucking Boston and you're fucking offended, all right, fucking guy. Now, Bill Burr's Monday morning podcast, where he's just ranting, it's kind of where I got this little idizzle from, is, why not just sit there and rant and rave and, one day when I'm old enough, I'll have a bunch of episodes where I could sit there and listen to someone who has some fucking sense. But Bill Burr is kind of one of those unicorns where he don't give a fuck, but he still gets all the acting gigs that he wants if he wants them, And the top ones that I listen to, obviously Flagrant 2, Schultz and Akash Singh. They're a really funny podcast. They go full flagrant and go all feelings, no facts. They go hard in the pain and just will give you a news story and then their funny take on it, which is really funny because, like, I'll hear a story from them that was in the mainstream news, and or a story that should have been in the mainstream news, and then they'll give funny opinions about it, and then I'll develop my own opinion about it. And a week or two later, whenever that story finally hits the news circulation, someone will talk to me about it, and I could give like whatever thought I had in the flagrant way, and people just think I'm fucking crazy. Like they'll give an opinion, and it just kind of makes me do a side note on my phone that's like that topic, and then like my point of view on it, which is kind of funny. Like just I don't know, kind of one of my weird dipshit ways of figuring out what I'm doing here. I don't really know. I'm talking into a microphone. Not very good. In a garage. And obviously anyone who does this has been said by Bert Kreischer. Ooh, Bert Kreischer, he's also a West Coast podcast that I listen to on Two Bears, One Cave. But Bert Kreischer grew up in Florida. But he's also that's my impression of Bert Kreischer laughing. And he's another one that I listen to that's on the West Coast. And then obviously you gotta, if you're talking about East Coast, you can't forget the Legions of Skank podcast, who is the most offensive podcast in the world. Luis J. Gomez, host of Real Ass Podcast, had a tweet that said he supported Joe Rogan's compilation video, which is very funny. And they also have Yo MMA Raps. Yeah, I know, I just stuttered on an M. MMA Raps. And that's with other Skank Dave Smith. And A Legion of Skinks also has Big Jay Oakerson, who's on The Bonfire that I listen to. And going back to Dave Smith, he's got the Part of the Problem podcast. So if you just want to get a different news source and listen to Legion of Skanks, they're on Gas Digital, and they have 1,000 different shows over there. Basically, they have a deal. Anyone who is friends with Luis J. Gomez, or anyone who hooks up with Luis J. Gomez, gets a show on their network. Seems to be what they have going on over in that sector of the world. But really funny podcast that they have going on. They have the Real Ass Podcast, which is Luis J. Gomez and Zach Amico. And then Part of the Problem, Dave Smith, his political one. And then there's Big J, who's got the Bonfire. Bonfire is really funny to listen to. Check them out if you're into some offensive stuff. And then I can't forget about the Dawgs in Philly, Matt and Shane with their secret podcast. Really funny stuff. And Shane Gillis, who was on Saturday Night Live for 3 hours and then was fired from Saturday Night Live. Check out that podcast, Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. And once again, I know this is stupid. I'm talking about podcasts that are way bigger than mine. They have a bigger listenership. But hey, I'm just telling my people what they should look out for and what they should listen to. Let's see here. I'm browsing through my Spotify. If you're into like a sort of alt comedy improvish type thing, but where they're talking about either serial killers or haunted places or anything like that, you can check out Last Podcasts on the Left. They have a whole network of shit that you could check out. I don't know. I didn't want to go through like what the top shows are, but I was just going through what some of the stuff that I like listening to, and it just happens to be a lot of stuff that's some of the top podcasts. A lot of them, obviously Tim Dillon, he's another unicorn star in New York. Now he is basically just roaming the earth looking for new real estate projects, and will probably eventually just settle down in the metaverse. And I don't know. Maybe become the Speaker of the House. Check out the Tim Dillon show. And let's see. What else is on my Spotify listened to? I find the ones on the East Coast a lot more funny. And if you have any other suggestions, I'm open to it. Been listening to Are You Garbage with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley. And they just ask people the questions that, are you a garbage person or not? And it's pretty interesting. One of the first podcasts that I ever listened to, and it was sad because I started listening to it late in the game, and I was like a few months behind, and so I just went back on episodes and started listening to it whenever I first started listening to podcasts, was the History Hyenas. And it was really, really funny, and I was behind on it, and I was trying to catch up. And then all of a sudden, whenever I got so far into it, there was a Instagram post by them that was like, "Just recorded our last episode, hyenas are dead." And those fucks, but they each have their own podcasts that are very funny, very different than what they did on Hyenas. But, well, one of them, Giannis is still doing what he was doing on Hyenas, talking about, he talked about a lot of current subjects or just, some history stuff. Giannis's things like a rant, kind of like Dylan, like Tim Dillon's and some of Theo's episodes and Bill Burr. And he's just kind of talking That's Giannis's Pape, Giannis Papes, and that's Yanni Long Days. That's another good one you could check out. If you want to see a Greek guy dress up as a Puerto Rican lady, sometimes as Marisa, then check him out over on Long Days or Chrissy D on the Chrissy Chaos podcast. I started listening to them, and one of their producers on that show, that was an early producer on there, and he was a funny part of the show. He's in a group called Scary Kids. I'm gonna play throw one of their songs in there on this episode. On the show, they called him Zachy Isis, and or Tattoo Fingers. But I'm gonna put up a song from Scary Kids because I contacted him a while back, asked him if it was cool. He said it was all right. I'm gonna play part of the song. I'll say what song it is. They're on Spotify, Scary Kids, and I talked about your mom's house in the very beginning of this, or Two Bears, One Cave, and they do a lot of shit with playing songs by Grass Kingdoms. He does a lot of beats and makes songs for the mommies, and he also just does different fun meme type songs that are funny. He's got the banger Nadav is Googling, Nadav is Gambling, Patty is Googling, some other ones that I'll play here. It's cold out in the garage. Out in the garage. So I'm going to stop this episode. I'm a little bit under 30 minutes here. I'm at 23. If you made it this far, check out some of those shows that I suggested. And just my opinion, East Coast is probably a little bit funnier than West Coast, but they're all funny in their own ways. Check out the ones that I said. Follow me on Instagram, Dumbass Daily. Check it out on YouTube, Daily Dumbass. Please follow and rate nothing less than 5 stars on wherever you're listening. Leave a comment, and let's kind of get this rolling a little bit more. Thanks. I'm Dipshit Dal, this Daily Dumbass. Deuces.
I might fucking call up at your stream. You don't know this, like, I just smoked the ounce and put the team. We gon' roll the dice, lighten up some shit you never seen. Don't be cold as ice, tell me not to do it, fuck you mean. It's a massacre, tell your kids to turn off the machines. Run it after you, they won't recognize you when I leave. What you laughing for? I get pretty violent in my dreams. Just the aperture, open up and like the fuck you see. The way I run it, see me stacking hundreds. We been out here gunning, gunning. Got some queens and want it, want it, want it. All them niggas starting, all them niggas gunning. Nothing, hundreds, nothing. Get them running, fuck them coming, you don't wanna see me. You can't hold a candle to my pen. What you saying, ho? Out here, we don't really play pretend. You should stay alone. How you gon' fight? What's in your head? This a game of thrones. You ain't gon' like how this shit ends. You know the plan. I had flex. Roll up the weed. Let it spread. I'm with the crew. Pass on a check. Press it and cool. I ain't the best. Trust it already. Got him in check. Get a line. Get your check. I see the signs. I know what's next. You know the vibe. I'm in flex. Dippy, dippy, dog shit, tag. I'm lit. Got the bubble gun. Hella plums in my dish. I be pulling up the loud pack with your bitch. She gon' picky, picky, turn and suck my dick. Tag, motherfucker, I'm it. You can tell by the flick of my wrist. I be cooking up, tag. Motherfucker, I'm it. You can tell by the way that we live. She's cooking up, tag. Motherfucker, I'm it. You can tell by the flick of my wrist. I be cooking up, tag. Motherfucker, I'm it. You can tell by the way that we live. She's cooking up.
Dipshit! Hey, dipshit!
Dumbass.
Dumbass is dumber.
Dumber. Dumbass.